This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Millions of Americans are sweating it out. The AP's Jennifer King.
A heat wave is wrapping its muggy arms around the U.S. from the Midwest to New England. The National Weather Service says record hot temperatures will continue over the Midwest and Ohio Valley, expanding to the mid-Atlantic. Heat and humidity could send heat index readings above 100 degrees in many locations.
We're going to generally be in the mid-90s.
National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Ledbetter.
For it to happen this early in the season is a bit abnormal.
In Squam Lake in New Hampshire, ice blocks packed in sawdust since the winter were lifted from an insulated storage hut, a tradition at the rustic, rocky-walled Deep Haven camps for more than a century. Some relief is expected. A cold front is moving into areas near Lake Michigan. There's a risk of thunderstorms and heavy rainfall in the northern plains, the upper Midwest, and New England. While in the southwest, an upper-level trough and anomalous high moisture from the remnants of Tropical Storm Alberto are expected to bring showers and thunderstorms to the Four Corners region on Saturday. I'm Jennifer King.
Israel's created a corridor for the delivery of aid into southern Gaza, but there's a problem. AP correspondent Joseph Fetterman reports from Jerusalem.
The United Nations and other aid organizations say that it remains too dangerous for them to operate. They say that while Israel is allowing trucks to move to the border to pick up supplies, they are running into a new threat once they go back into Gaza. They say that local Palestinian crime gangs are blocking the trucks and stealing many of the supplies.
The cybersecurity firm Kaspersky denies it's a security threat. The Commerce Department has banned the use of its software in the United States. Washington points to Kaspersky's connections to Russia. President Biden and Donald Trump face off on Thursday night, the presidential candidates debate. It could be the most consequential presidential debate in decades. This is AP News. Tensions between North and South Korea are rising.
South Korea has summoned the Russian ambassador to protest a defense pact with North Korea, 2 days after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed an agreement vowing mutual defense with the North's Kim Jong-un. Seoul's government has denounced the agreement as a threat to the South's security and says it will consider providing arms to Ukraine to help it fight Russia's invasion. Earlier on Friday, Kim Jong-un's powerful sister issued a vague threat of retaliation after South Korean activists flew balloons carrying anti-Pyongyang propaganda leaflets across the border, underscoring rising tensions on the peninsula. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities in Western Balkan countries are warning citizens about temperatures soaring up to 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Even concrete's been sizzling, they say. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.